6 or more than 6 cubits in length. So then.
So that means this problem will last forever. Whenever there's new Pandapanasis, they get ordination, they will get big groups.
That is better, yeah. But you know, one option is to cut them. Then Ananda, this storekeeper, he told me that there is one single one, Viduravansa. He can help to cut and stitch. So then to make them custom made. According to its monk's size. So I'm going to meet him tomorrow and see what can be done.
Okay.
Otherwise, we went to get smaller robes, I mean, there is no smaller, they are bigger than they have.
Okay.
Then we have to, next time, we have to check also translator's robes.
Check what?
You have to check the translator's ropes also.
Okay.
If you want to cut, we can help you.
Check my ropes before.
So now, today therefore, we'll skip these rules, no, about ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have to show them when the ropes are, according to the size, no? The ropes are very, very large now. They have difficulties to wear them. So after we get these ropes and so forth done, then I can show you. Then it will come back to these secure rules. So then, okay, then today we can continue with Sekhya number 9 and 10. Who is reading? Yesterday we finished with. You know, this means that now while going in the village, so then I should wear like that, no? No. So then one lifts the ropes like that. So then maybe from the back, maybe from the Here, for example, like that. Someone, they put the ball, they put the ball like that, and then the rope, it is here. Sometimes these are exposed. It's not good. Okay? So, this is ukitakaya. So, therefore, if you put your rope, your ball, hold your ball, you make sure, so the rope is not lifted.
Okay.
Okay? You have to know about your tricks. You have to use good tricks. Good tricks, not for the rope, not to get up, no? So, this is prohibited.
According to this rule,
upper rope should be the same level like under rope. You should not lift your upper rope so that your under rope can be seen.
Okay?
So sometimes they try to show the under rope. So then This is ugly thing because now people they think, oh, this monk wear some under rope and so. It's like a woman. Women sometimes they want to have an undershirt and they expose it outside to be more sexy. So, monk shouldn't do like that.
他说这个，如果说站或者是做的时候，露露下衣好，然后这个像女人，然后就是别人在做的时候故意露出内裤这种，形象，所以说这些很不好。Okay,
this is the rule, you know. Okay, when we started this rule about how to wear the ropes, I can show you more things, but... Okay, now, next questions?
So
here he is asking that this Ujjayi-kaya, it only applies for this Uttarasangha, or it also applies for Antarasangha?
Yes, he applies both.
Both.
Kitaka, no? This applies both and so what you... But without... it applies mostly to the upper rope because without lifting the upper rope, you can't lift the under rope, no?
Yes.
So, but in a sense, also applies for the under rope.
他说他这上衣情况更多一点，因为你不拉起上衣，你就没法拉起下衣。然后还有第二个问题是，就是比如说那个下很大的雨，我为了那个避免那个袈裟的那个下缘被那个雨打湿，拉高一点可不可以？还有一些就是说，比如说那个上那个台阶的时候，为了不要那个踩到那个袈裟的那个。
So he's asking that in the following scenarios. So for example, if he's walking in the rain, if he has to prevent that his robe is going to get wet or spoiled by the mud, then in that case, is it allowed for him to raise this chisura little bit? And the second scenario, if he's going to climb some stairs, in that case, in order not to step on the rope, is it allowed for him to raise this bit?
There is apadasana, this is called when there are some danger, some obstacles and so forth, you can do it.
Oh.
Okay, now who is the next? Indasiri. So then you have to read the next, no? Now we have finished chapter number 2, we already finished because that day you left, no? Went to the for the sick monk. We have finished the except everything, no? I think
second chapter everything.
Everything, okay. Second chapter we finish everything.
So we start from
okay, now we go third chapter. 20, what is it called?
21. So he's going to read this Kambakata.
Yeah, 21.
Mm-hmm. 或坐于俗家间乃至我当不以手叉腰张肘而行或坐于俗家间应当学不应以手叉腰张肘而行或坐于俗家间不更用以手或两手叉腰张肘而行或坐于俗家间
Now, Kambakato it is, you can read the Kangavidarani also. Mm-hmm.
Evening by.
Finished.
Okay, yeah. Kambakato means how? You put the hand like that. Oh, so like that in the village. So here.
Okay.
Oh, go like that. So in the village. No good. Okay. You have to be restrained. Put your hands down. If you want to receive Vinayapata, receive. But not like that. Like that. Okay.
嗯，就是在村里，说不要像刚刚也是用一个手叉腰，或者两手叉腰，然后那个其实就是师傅手也是一样。
No problem.
No, okay.
But if you go on, if you sit, no problem. But if you go like that, you go like that in the village,
no, just standing.
Standing, okay. Sitting, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
所以他出处原处在哪里？是不是就用这个叉腰的这个动作？为什么是要禁止？是不是这个动作是很粗鲁，或者是出处在哪里？为什么他行的很粗？So he's asking that why this kind of posture is considered rude or offensive in India.
It looks like a restless, restless. They go like that.
Okay.
Like ready to attack like a restless.
Yes.
People.
Look like.
他这是突击罗，然后就直接省略号，然后最初这翻译者不翻译。你看，你想不想一堆他那个九十有的？你说是哪一条？是二十一条吗？
凡是关于行坐的都有。九和十有。
九和十有对吧？因为我是二十一条，他们明确写的。我看。 此家入卧室是吧？这是在括号里边的吗？嗯，对。一零此家入卧室啊。
那个八律是
Vasu Pada。 So he's
as
number
number 10, number 10. His question is about number 10. The first log. Okay. Okay, maybe here. Let me see. So he's asking about the
Washburger.
Yes.
This is repeating what I've explained. Except if one is in a house where he wants to stay, to live in a house. Vasa means in a living room. In a room which you can is supposed to live with. To live inside.
So within this room this
that, because now that room is what he is not antaragara, he's outside in the village. They invite the monks to the house to eat. But they do not invite them to stay inside the house. Okay. In that case, now monks should keep the rules. But if the people give them a separate room for a monk to live, one day you stay in this room and so on. Then if that monk stays in that room, he can do whatever he likes inside the room. Therefore, this second do not apply.
他说如果那个就是他只是现在他们现在在那儿吃顿饭，他并没有人在饭店里边吃饭，但是你没有让你在饭店住的话，那你还是要守留，但是如果他已经分出一个房间专门给你住，那在那个房间里边你就可以有这个不犯的这个豁免。
So he's asking that does this kind of exception applies for all these rules with the word antaragari?
Yes,
okay.
That's called all this. Not all. There are some in some rules Vasupakata this exception does not come. In some rules.
他不是说有些那个在有些处里面没有这个例外，对，没有这个例外。那我想请问一下，就是在我们实际之前我们在中国的北京接待一些班内的时候，在他进房间之前，我们会对他发出邀请，一般是房主。
邀请邀请班内待在这里居住，并且那个这个房间里的一切的物品，随意使用。就有这样一个邀请。
还有一句话，请您把这个当成是。哦，对。然后这句话说完之后，那是不是整个这个房子从进门进大门开始，它都可以视为是在这个民宿发展了的这个情况？
就可以不要去皮肤啊，或者怎么样的，随意的那种。所以他说，请随意的那种。So he's asking that before in before before in China, before please take whatever you like. Please make use of whatever you need in this room, and also the please regard this room as your monastery, like that. So he's asking that after the monk received this kind of invitation, then it is allowable for him. To take this particular room as his manager, so he doesn't have to follow all these antaragari rules. Is that true?
Yes, this is how it. The intention of the people is for the monk to make him stay, make him stay there, not just to take his meal and go.
Okay.
So if that is the purpose. And they define also the area, for example. In that very area, they define, the people define, this room only. alcohol. Therefore, the monk inside the room, he can do whatever he likes. Oh. Okay, there are many such as are not included. Oh. But if he goes outside the room in same house, oh. he should actually go according to the sakyas. Oh. He can't go like that, good morning, like that.
Okay.
So then, so then he should not behave like that.
Okay.
So then, therefore, no, if he goes out of the room, he should behave according to the sakya rules. So, and he should also, for example, if he approached the people, for example, the people told him to go in the second floor to stay. One day, your second floor, it is only for you, you stay there. So that is the limit. But if he goes to the first floor where the people are living, okay, he has to dress himself well, cover himself well, and behave according to the sakyas. Because now he goes to the Andhragar, which we call the people are living. So then,
他是这样，他是那个，就是可以，因为他这个他给你做这种邀请动机，就让你在那个地方住，然后不是当然四个人，而不是说今天让你请的那样吃顿饭，然后但是你这时候要注意，就是说那个你可以想象这个无罪跳款的区域呢，就是只限于他给你定义的那个区域。 然后那个比方说他给你指定是这个房子二楼，那你只能在二楼那样做，然后在一楼就不可以，哪怕是同一间房子里，他只给你定一个就是一个形容一间房间，那你只能在那个房间里那样做，然后出那个房间也不可以。哦
because people told one day in a tower, you know tower. So because people told one day you stay in this apartment, floor number 22. Okay, that does not mean the monk. Can go all the tower up and down as he likes.
他说那个就比方说一个公寓的那个人是住那层，行，比如这一公寓里那公寓，比方说在二十二楼的某一个房间，但是比库只能在那个房间里边，这样不是说在这公寓任何一个楼层，然后这个比库就可以进去。
So yes, if he goes outside that apartment, he goes to the lift or goes to the reception hall or he has to dress himself, cover himself.
对，然后他，behave according to the secure rules。对，然后就比如说在这公寓电梯或者接待室的话，然后他必须还是穿全副，然后那个就根据中间法这个要求来约束自己行为。This
is the meaning of vasupakada. Vasupakada means you have to limit your in the area you are living with. Outside the area, again, you have to practice secure rules.
他说这是这个所谓在居住处的意思，然后就是在限定居住处，你可以放弃这个学术，然后在那个限定居住之外，你就必须有约束。那三类都是楼房。那如果是别墅和四合院，是不是就可以那个别墅的大门或四合院大门可以接下来？你说这种，你最好在上面画一下，就是你会你四合院，不你说那个别墅和四合院，但是上面它会画一道有什么情况吗？
啊，他话的时候我插一个问题，你说，就是说，班迪所说的这个地方，一个房子给你使用住，对吧？嗯，
对。
如果在家人在的情况下，我能不能像班迪这样的不是群批户？
不是，他跟在不在没有关系，就是他只要他给你规定，这个地方就你可以住，你可以随便用，然后那个你把当然你的私愿。
我就半批，
对，
在家人再也不要紧。
他没说在家人，
所以我要确认一下，就如果在家人在，他说给你住，但是我们一起吃饭的时候，一定要全批还是可以，就像寺院一样半批的。
So he is asking that what if this type already defined a room for him to stay, but in that case, sometimes the light enter the room and chat with him and maybe eat together with him. In that case, is it necessary for him to cover himself?
No,
not necessary.
就是像半路子就可以了，无所谓了，那是。
He also the monastery.
Yes.
He the monastery also like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, people come, they chat, they talk, no problem.
Okay.
但是红衣不是和我们一起吃饭，然后都是半批红衣。
不是红衣，你不是和我们一起吃饭吗？你到红衣不是和我们一起吃饭，一起吃饭的时候不是也半批？不是红衣已经算我们出家人的那种在已经行列了，在家人他信心如果。 他说：“哦，我给你住，本来是很好的甜品，出来就变半只了，他会有那种影响，知道吗？”There's
two situations. It's a house. This Chinese
style hospitality convention in Beijing is from the top.
It's an apartment.
No, is this like a yard?
Like a yard. Village house, like.
Yeah. And all has the gate, they have the wall. And
here is a gate.
A gate. And there's a house, and there's a fence. The house is belong to one family. Yeah. And so they invite when they enter this gate, the gate of the fence. And say you can live in this house, and you can take everything inside, and you can regard this as your monastery. So,
but they tell inside, no, outside.
Inside this area. But maybe the house very big, and many.
If they tell like that, no problem. It is Vasubhakata. It means. It is for living.
Stable.
So then, just a moment, but if they tell, for example, here, if they tell Bande, this is your room, then the monk has to stay only here. He can't go around this room, everywhere, and so what. Is he like? He has to cover himself, no? Cover. If he goes outside the room, it is to cover.
Okay.
If he goes to this room, like that other place, it's better to cover.
So, if the tiger said, that's the key, you can take whatever you want.
So that's the problem. Yes, inside the room, no problem. You can be like that, but after you go outside the room, you cover, no? Cover yourself and so forth, because people are outside the room. So then if you go outside this room, because lay people there, no? So then you cover. And behave according to the Sakya rules. Don't stay like that and like that, and behave in a very weird way.
Even though they
restrain. You be always restrained. If you go outside your room, you be restrained. Cover yourself, be restrained, and talk in a proper way. Don't behave like a child, like an unrestrained monk, like joking and like that. No good. So you have to be restrained. Sanvara. Yeah, cover your and so. Because these people invite you to stay here. They don't stay here. Understand? So outside the room means you have to keep the Sakya rules. It is Vasubhagata. Here Vasubhagata. Here no Vasubhagata. Understand? Except if they invite you the whole house here. Except like here, the whole house, no problem, you can go inside the house.
那个这个进人要怎么说这个话啊？但那个尊者可以在整个房间里面都可以，就是不需要，你就可以后面。你刚刚不已经说了吗？你不是刚刚不已经说了，就是把其妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻妻
你会把整个房子当成你的寺院不就完了？
可以。
为什么不可以？这不是取决于你的，还是取决于那些，还是取决于那个比库的？
就是，主要是我想知道这个师徒什么样的邀请是可以这么来想的？因为有些人是邀请完之后还会再去说啊，发现这是表面，这是表面，这是表面，然后给拜号。
啊。你
说一个四间房
啊，我这其实一个房子只是在住，然后其他房子他也让他不那个，就是说也想让他随便去，是吧？你这个意思？
哎，对对对，这意
Let's say in this case. So he's asking that. If the diner invites Mangala like this, so Bhante, this is a room for you to live. This is a room for you to live. But you can regard the whole house as your own monastery like that. This is the room for you to live. But you can regard the whole house as your own monastery. In that case, is it allowed for this monk to regard this whole house?
Yeah, if that is okay, because now you can do like that too. If he makes a special invitation, you are a special one, no?
Oh, yeah.
You can have a special relaxation of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
就很简单，就是说你现在房间主张不只是这个房子，当然你现在可以，就这么简单。这个区域完全是你定义，你想定义多大就定义多大。主要是你。我能问一下，就是那个刚才长老解释那个，就是第九条、第十条，不是有一个就是入卧床是不犯吗？对。然后像那个第七条和第八条，虽然也是有俗家店，但是它没有这句话。
嗯，
那是不是可以这样理解？没有这句话的，就是说在外头，在房子与房子之间，才算俗家间。然后一旦进了房间里了，就不算俗家间了，包括去吃饭、独处的情况。而加了这句话的，实际上它俗家间是更严格的。就比不加更严格，是这么理解吗？刚才长老解释。
So he's asking that, for example, in this CQ, number seven and number eight. So in the Anapari section,
this word is not mentioned, no? Vasubhagata.
Yes, it's not mentioned.
Yeah, it's not mentioned.
It's not mentioned.
Because it is. It is usually now, this applies only for inhabited areas, no? This akutachaku. But if this not there, that means if you are not Vasubhagata. Even if in the house, for example, if inside the house, for example, here the people, they tell you to
live in this
to live here, okay? But this is enclosed area. If you go outside the room, you can be without okitachaku. But if you go outside the gate, outside the gate, you have to be okitachaku. Means in an enclosed area, you don't need to be okitachaku, enclosed area. So, but if you go outside the gate, for example, then on the road like that, this applies for the road. Then you have to be okitachaku.
他说具体到第七、第八条这样，照样学术来讲的话，他说就比方他画这他画这个四合院，然后就不能就是那个不管是这个房间之间还是整个院子内，只要这个地方是个封闭的空间，然后你都不需要那个什么就是演说室这些，只有当你出那个四合院大门的时候，然后再需要演说室。
那就是
supplies only for the road. On the road, or you're on the road, inside the village, you walk and so on.
So that means outdoors.
Outdoors.
Which mentioned the word antaragare. If in the anapari section, the word vasubhagata is not mentioned. In that case, this rule only applies for
outdoors.
Is that true?
Yeah.
那如果那条戒里面有住我城池这句话的时候，
嗯，
那即使是在屋里头我不住，那也算俗家戒，那就是说实际上是更严格的，是吧？
嗯。And he said that for a rule with the word antargari, but in the Anapari section, the word vastubhagata is also mentioned. In that case, that rule not only applies for this outdoors, but also applies in indoors, in the uninvited area.
Yeah, that's why I told you now, for example, they invite us to go inside the house to take a meal.
Mm.
Okay? They will give the meal here, the table will put it here, the table, okay?
Mm.
No, the monks, they have to be actually now, Okita Chakko does not apply.
Mm.
You don't need to be Okita Chakko here.
Mm.
But you can't be Kampakata to go like that. What do you have to eat today?
Mm.
Like that.
Mm.
You go like that. This is... You are not Vasubhagata. You can't go like that.
Okay.
Therefore, even here, in closed area, but you can't practice this kind of thing as well. Go like that.
他说，举个例子，就四个院友，然后那四个院友他们要请你吃任何地方，就是让你在院子住宿摆个桌子，然后请吃顿饭。这个吃个饭，然后这个事儿，你从你进了院大门那一刻起，你可以不用一直保持那个眼皮式。 但是你不能插腰进去说，先吃点什么事儿，什么菜，什么菜，这不可以。
然后还有一个像那个眼垂式那条戒，刚刚正好说的是表示封闭空间就不算出来这样了。
对。
像那个公寓楼
啊，
公寓楼实际上，比如说我只去其中的一间，是它是有很多属于不同的那个
住户
的。那比如说我去的那间失主，然后，实际上是我一进公寓楼就算是封闭空间了呢，还是说必须邀请我那个叔叔我进了他们家才算？
So he's asking that in this case, this apartment. So is it true that once this bhikkhu enters the gate, this apartment, once the bhikkhu enters the gate of the apartment, he can give up this Okita Chakko room. Or he has to wait until he reaches
that classroom. Yes, no, if people already, before the invitation, he does not know what the invitation will be for the people.
Okay.
Up to the gate here, so what he has to give, okay, the sun. Okay,
this gate?
Yeah, this gate. So after that,
okay.
Then as soon as he enters the door, he does not need to be, okay, the sun.
This door.
Okay. So therefore, this is a house, no?
Mm.
But now in this context, now here also, for example, this is the gate, no? Up to here and so forth, if he goes, so then, if he enters the gate, he can does not need to be Okitacha.
Okay.
So then, in the same way now, but after the people, they invite him to stay in this room.
Mm.
Then he can do whatever he likes in his room. Sekyas are cancelled. Means you don't need to practice Sekya rules inside the room.
然后他说，但是在这个地方也是整个公寓大楼这个门，只要你进去，然后就可以放心也没事。但是如果说本身后面那个邀请只是在某个房间里的话，然后其他那些就比方说是您说是在那个入住那些时候，你才就是进了他就是就邀请你的房间之后才能放弃。
哦，OK。
But there are other rules, for example, about eating. Okay, let us see. I will make a round mouthful. Whether you eat here, you eat inside the house, everyone have to eat around one food.
然后他说有关怎么吃饭那些时候，那跟你所属的地方无关，你不管在什么地方都什么地方吃都行。
关于那个养殖日的那个情况，如果是像那种，就是那个车的天棚能够打开的这种情况，然后人站在那里，他不是坐在那里。因为这里边都是坐和行，要演绝是吗？但是如果说他站在那里，就像那个西明检阅，
你就是公交汽车，其实公交汽车你不也是可以这站在那
吗？啊，对对，公交汽车，
对，
就像公交车，然后或者叫什么，就是站在汽车里面，那这种算什么？算行还是算坐还是都不算？
就是不，你反正你的问题是在这种情况下是那个事，还是需要保持那个那个是不是？So he's asking that if he's traveling by bus and he's standing in the bus, there's nobody who is going to give up his seat to him. You know, for example, if he's traveling in the bus, you know, for example, in China, nobody will give up his seat to him. You know, he has to stand in the bus. So in that case, is this necessary for him to keep this or keep the jacket? Standing.
Not really, because standing does not change on. Uh-huh. Standing, not really. If you go and sit, then you have to be okay.
He said, no, this is not a standing. This is not a standing. This is not a standing. No other questions.
Okay. Vishuddhinanda, now next rule. What was that Kambakatana? Kambata finish. Kambakata. Oh, Kundito.
Arsar, 不恭敬的缠头而行坐于俗家间，朱吉罗，同十五十六，最初之犯行者不犯也。
嗯，你可以把以后的废话念。
嗯。
So he's going to finish doing the pitaka. He's going to read the kanka with him.
Huh?
He finished doing the pitaka. Now he's going to read kanka with him.
Okay.
一百零八，你们没有页码。
在我知道的。二十，在第二十三、二十四，覆头，包覆到头，连头包覆。
Finish.
So then now, this means now, Ukundito means you cover the shoulders and also the head. Like that. So then, yes. Okay, like that. Then go to the village. Okay, now the other rule, it is when you put, let me see, there is another Vetitasisa. Vetitasisa, now you are Vetitasisa in the morning when you put this cap, you are Vetitasisa.
But it's not in the village.
I mean, this Vetitasisa, but okay. I'm only telling you a follow.
Okay, okay. Okay.
It, I mean, like turban, you put a turban like that, or cover you with a towel, you take a towel on a piece of cloth like that.
Okay.
Like, let me see. It's like that. This Vetitasisa, like turban, but Okunita it is to cover the shoulders and head.
Okay, so
this is
with your own robe or
whatever and so forth. Even if you put a towel,
towel,
the towel goes up to the shoulders.
Okay.
Head and shoulders covered. This is called okunida.
Okay. 然后他说这儿那个大家那个区分一下两条腿，就是这个地方我们需要一个斧头，然后后面还需要一个缠头。然后斧头的意思是这样，就是说你不管是用你的袈裟还是用其他什么布，不仅头顶肩膀这样覆盖住。然后这个叫斧头，然后缠头的意思是说是你拿块布，别让这个布，然后那个戴你头，或者说戴个帽子什么的。
这样想象
的。Yeah, this is a Vetitasisa. Next rule, maybe. Next rule, you can't inside the village, you can't.
然后在村落间的时候，你不能这样。
那如果有生病的话，怎么走？
He's
just,
what if he's sick,
headache,
something like that.
Yes, it says no. Exceptions are there. Exceptions for sick monks as well.
为了保暖，就是如果不戴帽子的话，就会生病，就很可能会生病。但是那个人的病没有病，那这个时候算是有医院还是什么？
So he's asking that if the weather is very cold, if you don't wear a hat, you become sick. In that case, is it allowed to wear?
No problem.
No, no problem.
你摸去我摸去我现在帽子是那种只露眼睛的帽子主任对对对正好帮我问一下只露眼睛的帽子可不可以戴
So he's asking that is it allowed to wear a hat with this hat only his eyes are exposed the whole face
monkey hat
yes
So if it is snowing you go in Siberia snow wind you have to put on your eyes and your cover So if it is very cold, okay,
yeah,
right. Aeroplane sometimes, aeroplane.
Yes, very cold.
Which is the AC, AC very cold.
Yes,
very cold. So you get pain,
yes.
On the head pain,
yeah.
Then you can cover.
Okay.
他说如果你坐飞机上开空调非常冷，然后或者缺非常冷力气，比方西伯利亚，这地方你可以带着帽子没问题。
那帽子还不够，我们还发了围巾。
Scarf, yes.
Okay.
But try to get this even monkey hat and so on. Try to make a color which is appropriate for monks. Don't get this kind of
I understand.
Inappropriate colors for for monks. No.
Okay.
So you look like layman.
Yes, not colorful.
So then,
他说这是自己的人帽子，要注意，就是那个选的是适合于出家人的颜色，不要选那个选让看让看见他在家人这种颜色。
He has black hat. All the ones I got more complaints from other monks.
Today or something?
Not today, but other days. More complaints. Other single ones. They are layman, like layman. They will tell.
Okay.
They come to me and complain.
Okay.
So black, and he. You see, cover all the head like that.
And why so many because so complain to you? Why everyone come to complain?
Because I know English now.
Oh yeah.
And Singhalese. I know Singhalese and English. I can translate.
对，如果是生病情况，或者是天冷，都可以带，没问题。Om Tito这个词，就是刚才正好说，是不是说一个是禅头，一个是副头，是两个词？是两个，就是。对，这是两个人的。哦，那Om Tito这个是副头是吧？副头，对。那个绿藏里边那个翻译成禅头是翻译的不对的，对吧？
绿藏本来是24分禅头。对。哦。
那他把后面是缠头翻译成什么了？不是他我看。六七，你看一下。
六十七，他翻译成。缠头就是随便你放的话，不是算缠头，把定价上放的是头算，你算是缠头。六十七，我看看是什么。
放个不放的头算不算是缠头？哦，六十六，他六十六缠头，我当不退无病而缠头者说，
不是六七六六。不。 不是，这是这个是无病而律，无病而缠头者说法，这是说法的，这跟等一下。So Bendy, where's the rule? We touch the season, number
67,
66.
What
meditation? Okay, 66. 他他他们两个都翻译成头了。
然后那个我刚才没记下来，张老师那个副头就是用那个袈裟包头，其他的全都算禅宗。
不是用袈裟包头，而是说不管你用什么东西拿，换你拿块布，把这个头从肩膀上那边这样覆盖起来。
哦，从肩膀上这样。
对，就是说它覆盖，就是它覆盖时候必须包括你整个头和肩膀。这样
头和肩膀，脖子、后脖梗。
对，这一片都让这样覆头，然后禅宗只是从上面。
头顶。
对。
只是头顶这一
圈。对。
那刚才他说的那种只露眼睛的帽子是算
副头
、
对，他没包肩膀，
就连帽衣那种是副头。
然后刚才那个缠头的那个是第几条？
缠头是第66条，但是他那个缠头是那个是缠头说法，你最好是那个你比较的话，最好是66、67做比较，因为66、67就是既不能为缠头者说法，也不能为副头者说法。
哦，
然后这个地方他其实那个只说
两个都有，
对，两个都有。
但是露帽子的那个帽子是副头，露眼睛那个帽子是
副头，对。
他因为他没有脖子长上，所以是不算长。
没有到肩膀，
没有到肩膀。
哎，那个66、67是比库对另外一个人说法。
对，就是对，
并不是说比库不能
对
缠头。
对。
那比库可以成
功。So he's asking that in the CKS there is no rules for bhikkhus to prohibit bhikkhus from this or we take. Is that true?
There are no rules to prohibit bhikkhus too.
There are no rules in the CKS.
But it said Veditasisa.
Veditasisa is number 66.
Yeah.
So Bhikkhu cannot teach Dhamma to a man who is...
No. It is another rule. You have gone too far.
Is that true? I mean, let me check.
No, it's not true. 禅头嘛就是戴帽子呀，
对，
应该可以戴的呀。
对啊，这出去是就跟，
但是颜色要
对，
如法就可以。
这句话就是说，他只是不护头，没有禅头这种说法。就是说你出来的时候你可以，禅头。
对，我也觉得也是，你看，反正我没找到那块禅头。
那像那个。
Veditasisa is only for teaching the Dhamma, no?
Yeah.
这种帽子实际上是缠头，不是副头。
对，副头要到肩膀。
对。
所以就是知道这种帽子是去出家是没有关系的。
对，我就想确认一下，就是戴这种帽子，当然是说如果不好，我可以不戴了，我就只是想着放下。
对，我也是意思。
对对，如果对。
如果你没有病，你戴这个太奇怪了，你知道。
我看过泰国的那个什么鼻库，就戴这个帽子上面的。
哦，
对。
这个帽子这样的。这个竖起来。
This can apply everything. Yeah, so it means whether you are Vedita or Satsisa, no?
Yeah.
吉祥尊者
好像是说
按吉祥尊者的解释，这个也算副头。
啊，但如果那样的话，那个也算副头，那什么是缠头呢？
一个长布啊，不， 吉祥尊者没说过，我按照中文的字面解释，禅宗是男人长度条件。像印度不是有一种那个？
我知道，
稀可
听过，就不是你看日本武士，他们不是有这个？日本武士，
那个叫系个头带，那还不叫？
不对，
那
个
我是从中文解释
啊，
就稀可像那样的才算禅宗。
啊，也不一定是不是叫印度人带那个
绕很多很多圈，
我们
怎么
这个再不叫斧头？
嗯，
对，吉祥尊者解释这个也叫斧头。
对，所以现在叫斧头的话就是这个。
So
did you get any results?
So then, it is according to this rule is what Okundita. This applies for both it seems, for both covering the head. But Veditasisa and so forth, it is for. Like Dobon, especially for Dobon, the people who have a Dobon, means they wrap a cloth on the head like that. It is with a Dobon.
But even this turban is included here.
So because it can be ubiquitous, because Sasisam Parata means one is covered with one's own head. This is what it means. Sasisan Paruto, and is covered together with the head.
Uh-huh.
As called the head, the body, and so forth. Therefore, now it is with a head covered. How you cover it is, you can cover it this way. But Vedita is actually Vedita. It means according to your
Mark.
You take a cloth like that. To take and roll like double, like six people. Which the head becomes very big.
Yes.
So one should not teach the Dhamma to such people.
Okay.
This is it. But it says also, in both ways, also a person who has a covered head, one should look at, it's called, not teach. But extra thing is that turban also. It is for the Dhamma, teaching the Dhamma.
Okay.
This rule and so forth it can mean everything.
Okay.
It can mean everything. It's called both.
Okay.
It's called.
So the explanation of the word Ogunditu in 67. So because 67 is also about Ogunditu. Can you check the Ogunditu there?
In Sasisan?
Yes.
Sasisan. Paruto.
Okay.
Yeah. Sisa is the head. Okay, this one. It's called Paruto, covered. Covered with a head. Covered together with a head, you are covered. Cover yourself.
Okay.
Your head is, that means it's covered.
Okay.
You can cover it with a cloth, you can cover it with a cup. It is covered, your head is covered. So therefore now it includes everything.
Okay.
It can be understood that it includes everything. But for Vedita Sisa it applies only the Dhamma, which this is about Dhoban. Dhoban means now usually these are lay people, high class people who wear Dhoban in India.
Okay.
It's like Khatiyas or I don't know who. Very rich people they wear and so forth. Very. So therefore now monks usually don't wear. But even if a rich man comes, for example, a king comes or something like that, he is Veditasisa, one should not teach Dhamma to the king, to the very rich man. This can be implied.
然后他说，他说那个这条界就是二十三、二十四，这条界，然后根据普当言的解释的话，他说这个地方的斧头是包括那个，就是不管你用什么方式把头盖住，都算斧头。
哦。
对，他说这普当言里边解释。
只要把头盖住。
对，只要把头盖住了，就对。So even this is a good according to this.
It can be. Everything can be blind. It's called.
Okay.
People who cover their heads, they have a hat. A hat, for example. Hat. Like this kind of, like a cricket hat.
Okay.
So a cricket hat, a monk, a person comes there and you start teaching the Dhamma to you. It is disrespectful.
然后他说，对对，然后比方说他是但是在这条界里边只提一个斧头，然后他说在后面的第66、67他把斧头和禅头分开了，然后禅头又专门指这种。
哦。
是专门指这种，然后那个然后那个，但其他的比方说戴个鸭舌帽，这个都属于那个地方是斧头。
哦，那条界的缠头，那条界的斧头跟这条界的斧头的覆盖面是不一样的。
对对，
这条只要是脑子上有东西，全都算。
对对对，
那条是分成两种情况，但是总体来说还是脑子上有东西的全都算。
对，
实际上是一个意思。
对对对。他说那条他为什么需要强调？他说那条为什么要把缠头分成？他说那个缠头那个在古印度就是只有一般是阶级比较高的人，比方说国王。或者说非常富的人，他就带那个，那意思就是说你即使对那样，然后再带出这么个东西过来，你还是不能说话，这个意思。
哎，那我就挺好奇的，就是在佛陀的现在，反正中国见不到了，我也不会管这条事。当时在印度的时候，如果比丘向国王说法，那怎么办呢？就国王会把那个头解下来吗？还是他就是怎么办呢？
So he's asking that in Lord Buddha's time, if a bhikkhu wants to preach Dhamma to the king, so in that case, is it necessary for this king to remove his crown like that?
It was already practiced because I've seen some references, even Pasenadi Kosala. When he will approach the Buddha or other monks, he will remove his regalia. Regalia means that the sword, he'll put aside the sword.
Okay, you
he'll remove the crown.
Okay.
And then he will approach even other ascetics, or any ascetics, he will approach like that.
Okay.
So therefore now, this was a common practice, which even kings understand. They can't approach a religious person like swords and crowns like that.
Okay.
So they use it.
Okay.
So, but now, but some Chabagya bhikkhus, like for example, Chabagya bhikkhus. So then they will see a Brahmin coming there, so wearing turban, come, we'll teach the Rama to you.
Okay.
Now this Brahmin not prepared. So then, therefore now this is what the problem might have arisen. The Buddha's time, therefore the Buddha put this rule down.
He said, just he said, he gave an example. For example, today there is the Chasala Guang Bosni Wang. And he, no matter whether Phật教出家人还是其他宗教出家人，他接近他们之间，首先把自己那个黑剑除掉，然后王冠摘下来，然后那个去拜。然后这个在当时印度是通用的一个方式。
他不知道是。
对，然后他说那个一般来说那个就像六千比库这样的坏比库，就是才会对缠头人说话，那不破了那种缠头就直接过去说话。刚才没有听。
班禅定就说，这生命和天命的时候是，不犯是吗？
对对对，他问了。So no other questions, seems. We continue with
Okay, next rule.
24. 其孤独园76孤独以西行。往福家天乃至我当不以西行往福家天，应当学不应以西行往福家天，不恭敬故以西行往福家天者，恶作非故意者，乃至最终是犯行者不犯也。而师即孤独园，其实六行比故以散乱之态而坐于福家天，乃至我当不以散乱之态而坐于福家天，应当学不应因散乱之态坐于福家天。恭敬故以自乱之乱一而作于出家天者，
或者非故意者、无念者、无知者、有病者、卧床之事，是故是疯狂，最初是犯行者，犯也。
嗯，
可以。
所以呢，刚刚在那 finish？
嗯，
有点 drift。
在二十五，提着脚尖或脚跟走，称为提起脚跟或提起脚尖后，只以脚跟或脚尖接触地面而行走。这里也是居坐歌，只是与所说的相特相相同。在二十六，不以手抱膝，不应以手抱膝或以衣布抱着膝而坐在村落中，以不敬不恭敬。坐着者合作与此学处以及前面的二十二和二十四两学处为了居住者有无罪。
嗯。
So now you know what means ukutika, no?
Mm.
It's, it's like that.
The time we will sit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So some Indians they can walk like that all, like, like frogs.
Oh.
So then if they want, for example, they are lazy to get up.Once you sit for a long time like that, so, and you are lazy, after you want to talk to another monk, go like that, come, come, close, so then you go to, lazy to get, so then lazy to get up and you go walking with ukutika to reach somebody. So then you look like a frog, walk, So this is why I should not be done.
然后他说这样踮一脚尖是像青蛙一样蹲着，嗯，然后他说你这样蹲时间长以后就懒得起来了，懒得起来像青蛙一样这样这样继续往下走路，然后这是这个地方说的那个踮一脚尖的意思。
嗯，
不动可以，不能走。
啊，
对吧？如果累了就可以。
So he's asking that if he's stay with this position without working, it's okay. But
yeah, it doesn't say no. Without working, no problem.
Yes, yes.
So he's asking that while sitting, is it suitable for him to expose one feet or half a feet? This is the question.
Sitting what?
你在就是什么地方坐着？
反正就是说，很多情况下，我如果是没想起来的话，都可能是这种姿势。
这样问你问这个情况是在什么地方坐着？你想问什么？什么情况下的？
如果出家间这样可以吗？或者在寺院里可以吗
？So he is asking that in the monastery or undergrad. In the monastery or undergrad, he wants to say it like this.
It does not say anything. There is no Vinaya rule for that.
Yes, yes.
It depends on the custom. There are customs and so what now. It depends on the.On the monastery you are, if the custom, the teacher tells, don't do like that and so, then you don't do it. So, if nobody tells you, you can no problem. Some monks, they put the legs like that also. They put like that, and they make Buddha Vandana.
So,
no problem.
Yes.
He doesn't say anything. Buddha Vandana, I think he puts like that. He sits in the other leg also.
对
呀，这个问
题问
双盘肯定要露出来。Nobody tells it。然后他说那个，他说这个在那个在这里边没有贴啊，所以说你如果遇到这种情况，应该根据那个地方习俗而定，就是那个你如果你那个地方老师告诉你不要那样做，你就不要那样做。如果没人和你说不要那样做，你就可以那样做。
Because Singhalese they have brown rope, brown color skin also, brown color skin. Sometimes you can't see.So your problem maybe because I was white skin of brown color and this white skin immediately you can see but in our yarn no problem International Center, International Center, 러브로.
그것이, 네. 다시 한 번.
But if you take photographs, if you take photographs of you, everybody want to take photograph of you, you better cover.
Yes, yes.
Then you look better in the photograph.
每个人给你拍照片儿，就要那个就要交给。那你的问题是？
那个，因为根据英国
政策
里面写的，就是因为如果不看导航给演示的话，我不知道这个是蹲的行动。那比如说像一些那个练武的，就像李小龙。
他说战争那种天气，
脚步是脚步不着地的那种，或者是有些人走路就光脚步着地。站
有一个瑜伽，有一个瑜伽姿势啊，这样。
芭蕾舞，你就是说跳芭蕾舞吗？
不是瑜伽，瑜伽，我说瑜伽，我不跳舞，跳舞不好吗？
所以这里面是 yoga posture。
嗯。
This
one.
No, this is yoga posture.
To go in the undergar leg.
No, he's doing yoga. Yoga.
差不多，但是
people will offer more pindamata. People, if you go like that, people will run to offer more pindamata.
Yes.
他说你的那个虽然间如果这方面走，然后说明人们可以管更多事。
哦，那 maybe that's it.
Yeah, this is no good. Now, this is actually, this is Asanvada, Asanvada.
你可以看前面那个，就是不能以细细的方式那个。
但是这种情况的话，就是水很深的时候，你脚垫起来。
水很深。
就水塘，你脚垫起来不犯了吧？我问一下。
He's asking what if he's walking across a pond or a place with a lot of water. In that case, is it allowable for him to walk his only his tips like that?
不垫的话，袈裟要湿掉。
Yeah, because it's apadasana, you don't want to get wet or like that.
Yes.
You want to jump, for example.
Yes.
这都是因为这是有危难的。
Because and sometimes you can walk in your like that in your way. But yeah, ukutika does not mean this. Now ukutika does not mean to walk on the hills. You have to squat down.
一定要是蹲下来才算。
Ukutika means that. But if you do other ways, Susanvoto. Susanvoto means world restraint. That rule applies for any other ways of walking. Weird ways of walking. It is Susanvoto. But it is called Sakya number 5.
他说那个他说这个地方人踢脚，然后脚趾骨专门只能蹲下来，然后踢脚脚趾头，然后其他那个稀奇古怪的方式，他说都包括在那第五条里。
就是蹲着
的
腿，可能是提起脚
尖儿，
就
可以
脚跟都算，就
是
蹲着，是吧？
So he's asking.
很难做的，这个很难做。
Walking only on the hills.
Yeah,
it says no. Yeah,
yes.
Panhi is the hill, are the hills.
Yes.
印度的方法很难做。
西行肯定就是有问题的，因为
对
通常在汉语里面西行是贵的，
对
啊，那我们这个里面应该翻译成蹲行，可还是翻译成什么？
考虑大考试大纲里面是正确的，你看看抓不
对，
写的很清楚，脚跟脚尖，
对
，OK。
这个基本上刚刚发现这个踮脚肯定是有问题的，因为踮脚就是我们站着会理解为站着，然后脚跟着地的踮脚踮脚。
是，但是。 然后这个地方你可以查那个巴汉词典。
巴汉词
典。对。所以它里边有一段解释。它解释比较详细。所以说我觉得如果你翻译比较追求完美的话，你可以说踮着脚尖蹲着走。如果你追求完美的话，你可以那种方式翻译。但是这个词如果只用词根上，它可能只有一个蹲着的意思，或者弯曲的意思。大概下一句。
我想一下，那个伊库库托里头就是一手抱膝或以弯钩抱膝，就是依附那个把这个膝盖抱住。它是不是特指这个膝盖是竖起来的情况？如果是膝盖是平着的话，是不是不犯
？Okay, the thing is, when we're planning, he already read 26 also.Pratica, yeah. So he also asking a question about 26. Is it okay?
Because his turn is to read this rule. No,
the thing is before you read two rules together. No, so he also read two rules together. 25, 26.
Ah, he read two rules together.
Yes.
Ah, okay. I did not know that.
Yes, because before you read like that.
Punyaradana finished two rules.
Yes, two rules.
Palatika. I did not know that. I can explain this.
Oh, yes.
No problem.
Okay,
now. Palatika means this way. It says about Nisiti Samit. It says about sitting. It doesn't tell about going. Because Palatika, you can't go. You can't go. It is sitting position. You take like that. You sit like that. Inside the village. So this is hatha palatika, hatha, with the hands, okay? Put the knees like that and sit.
No good.
Look at that.
Okay.
In the
village. Okay. Or you put a cloth around and so forth, and tight it.
Okay.
So, and then you sit like that, because the cloth is tight around. Can you sit like that also?
Like this.
Yeah. So your legs are tight.
Sorry.
There are two ways how to sit. With the hands or with sometimes with a rope. Chabaki bhikkhus, they took the rope, sankati, and wrapped them in a row and tied it. And then they will say like that.
Okay. 他说这个地方抱膝有两种抱膝，一个是用手抱膝，再比方说你拿一块布，然后我这边一绑，然后手就是放在一边，然后这种是用布抱膝，这两种都是抱膝。
那只抱一边呢？就说
双。So he's asking how about this?
Yes, this is also half. This is also not
awesome.
Palatika. It is same. Hatha Palatika, or this way or that way,
okay,
or both
okay,
together.
Okay.
我想问一下，就是这条戒不是提说的是俗家间犯的这个情况吗？就是我想问一下，在那个。印度或者是斯里兰卡的风俗习惯，如果我在听那个听法的时候，我觉得这么累了，然后我这么着听法，算不算对这个说法者的不恭敬？我只是风俗习惯的问题。
So he is asking that in Sri Lankan custom, is it considered disrespectful to a Dhamma talk?And as he's sitting like this,
it will come. This rule will come.
他说这是专门有说针对法的，我记得，就是不能对抱膝而坐的说法。
哦，对，是有，对，我忘了。
一是第六十五条。
是。
他的问题我还没解答。那个谁，那个伊丹人，你能把你的问题再重复一遍吗？你的问题我还没解答。
就是我是说，意思是他是不是就是膝盖一定要竖起来，这样才算抱膝，就是平下来就不算抱膝。
平下来怎么抱膝呢？平下来怎么抱？你能不能抱？能抱？
它这个一步做的方式是步嘛？它是以手一种形式是以手，一种形式是以步嘛？
以步抱而行，这样。
这样。
Okay. So he is asking that his knees is like this, and he put a piece of across to wrap his knee like that, and then stay.
Is it not political? Because
you must like that because you are in embryo position. Okay.
Yes. It's not natural position.
他说那个胎儿这个只是包就帮他输输也行了，就像那个胎胎那个形状。我想问一下，就是说，如果我在打坐的这种长躺，如果抱膝的话，是不是也是不放？我知道，但这是不是也是会？ 这个男孩会不会畸形，或是因为长头低，有个佛像嘛？是不是也是尊重或者会这里传统会的？
So he is asking that is it considered suitable in Sri Lankan custom to sit in the pratikaya position in the meditation hall?
So if there is nobody, you can sit. But if there are other people around, it is not. Suitable. Means they don't regard it as suitable to eat. They regard it as disrespectful.
I mean,
with other monks together, if you sit with other monks together and you sit like that, it does not look nice.
Uh-huh.
Especially in public places and so forth. If you are in your room, for example, in your room, you have a chat with another monk, your friend like that, you can sit, no problem. But if there are many, many other monks, it does not look nice to sit like that. It looks disrespectful.
This is a custom. Okay.
I'm telling you custom, not about Vinaya.
Okay.
Here in Sri Lanka.
Okay. So it's at the time of gathering or even at the time of meditation even?
Gathering means they are around, people around.
Yes.
Whether you talk with them or not, there are people around.
Yes.
Whether in meditation or like that.
Okay.
Except if you go, for example, a little bit to relax your legs. It's okay. Relax your legs. So you can sit like that for 5-10 minutes to relax your legs and again look back. That is understandable.
Okay.
But if the other people that are in front of you, the face is in front of you, they are looking to you, and sit like that, it's not suitable.
Okay. 这样子或者这样子不合适，但别人说你在下面打坐，但是在打坐你做一次比较累，然后你这种情况或者是在下面打坐，这比较累。我想问一下，如果是。
印度是不是有一个传统，就是以脚，就是说冲着人是属于那种不恭敬？如果要是在一脚冲人这个意思吗？大概是吧。就是说，如果我们睡觉的时候，我们是不是不应该就是说以脚冲着佛像那边为？或者说，就是说，如果我们横着睡觉的话，譬如转身屁股对着佛像，是不是也不好？
因为假设就有因缘在，就是说禅堂睡觉。Okay, so he is asking that, is it in that culture, is it considered disrespectful to stretch his feet and point his feet to another person? This is the first question.
It's not disrespectful, you know. If somebody does, do you as well, do you like it? It is usually it is not done. Yes, Sri Lanka is not done in Thailand also, in Burma also is not done.
So his second question is that while you are sleeping. So is it considered disrespectful to place your buttock or your feet towards the Buddha statue?
Yes, it is not considerable because now we have there is no Vinaya rule about it. No Vinaya rule. But we have a story of Sariputta. For example, if he knew that Asaji, his teacher, will be in this direction. He will never put his feet to that direction. He will put his head to that direction and sleep. So that he was, therefore now he will lie down, as called, in the direction of his teacher, he will put his head. He will never put his feet. According to that now, this tradition here, they will never put the feet while you are sleeping. If you know that the Vihara is that place, for example, or the teacher is reciting in this direction, you will never put the bed in such way so that to sleep with the feet facing that direction where the Buddha statue or the teacher is. We'll turn the bed the other way around and sleep with the head to that direction.
他说那个他是这样，他是这样，然后在经藏里面有故事，他说舍利弗从来不把脚对着他老师所在方向，然后舍利弗他只把头对着他老师所在方向，然后呢，然后他说是四月四以来还有这样一个传统，所以说就是他们那个睡觉时候一般不拿脚对着方向。 然后也不拿那个脚垫，是老师所在那个方向。就如果人家床，比方说你在跪一个床上睡的话，他们一般把那个位置会调整一下，调整一下，使得那个脚的位置不对着方向，或者对着老师所在方向。
哦，
那四面都有佛像，那怎么办？
对，像我估计四面全是。
不要睡了，所以他今天
吊起来，
所以他今天。 So he's asking that there may be Buddha statues everywhere. I mean, or Buddha images in every direction in his kuti, in every direction around his kuti. In that case, he cannot raise his feet.
道理。So
what to do?
You have to practice the Sirsasana. This yoga, Sirsasana yoga.
Oh, okay. 他说你要练一种瑜伽。
Anyway, I'm telling you, this is just extreme case.
Yeah, yes,
but
no
in this Theravada monastery, we have only one shrine. The most prominent shrine. You can put the most prominent shrine. You can take only that prominent shrine, which is the most
biggest.
Regular shrine. And you avoid at least to put your feet in that direction.
他说你就是分享点选一个选一个最主要，就是你平时经常做礼拜那个，你平时说做礼拜分享，然后你不要对那个分享时伸手脚也可以。他说在一个建筑里边只有一个主佛像。后面谁呀？后面应该是那个印达拉。
Okay, next row, Indaratana.
Okay.
你只念了一条对吧？念了一条。你也不是，你只念不是不念了，还是只念了一条对不对？念了一条。然后你再把一户都分解，你就一句话念一条。就是，就给安住，就给。谢谢，一边东西完事我把它ask him to read，刚刚刚刚被成你，because there's。啊，刚刚的。在，二十四，十物相应第一，恭敬地，在现起念后。
This is Sakaccha, this is called Sakaccha, no?
Yes.
Okay, this is... therefore now, here I should, according to the Kagavadarni, one should arouse mindfulness, okay, while receiving the food.
然后他说那个就是那个就是
Call people, give you pinnapata, okay? So for example, you have the bolo. You go for pinnapata, like that. And the people, they try to offer you. And you're looking that side. So then you're looking what other people are doing and so forth, regardless. No regard for the people who are offering you. So therefore, this is somehow you don't show any attention. Attention, give any attention what the people are going to offer you. So therefore, this is why it is disrespectful to the people. It is, and we don't arouse mindfulness when the people are offering you. So this is why people were disgusted. Chabik was did like that. And it is, the people complained.
他说那个，他说这个，就我们在接受师傅时候要注意，注意一些拿尔波接受人师傅时不要东张西望，不要让人放师傅上，再看别的地方。然后如果你站的话，人可能会觉得恶心，然后可能会引起你的人们对你那个忌讳。
As if they receive the pinnapada, as if they want to throw it away. 차디두카마비.
他说，他说如果
这种方式接受波什的话，那一想让你把师傅扔掉。So they might tell to the people, oh, what is this? Why you offer this to me? And so they talk to the people sometimes. So this is useless food you are giving me. Oh yes, this is like they want to throw it away. This is the meaning of that.
他说这些比丘这种方式，那个接受师傅，然后他们想买到一种意思，说这是什么意思？怎么会供养我这样的师傅？So
therefore now, if we receive pindapata, usually we have to, and this is an extra rule also. We have to pay attention to the bowl and pay attention what people they offer us and so forth. Not that's called in a a respectful way. A respectful way is called because those people they come here to offer, and you give give attention to other things as well. What you receive in the pindapat is more good.
所以大家说，就是要是那个那个托钵时，就是说你像一种恭敬的方式来那个接受这个食物，而不是要把注意力放在其他方面。大家也想。
刚才我想问一下。 就是我们掌钵的时候，因为那个它那个锅不是那个桶特别大嘛，我那个钵到底是放在那个桶的上面接受食物，还是说放在我自己的，就是说这个席前，因为如果放到我这儿，它就会重来，有身体特别不好，非常困难。如果我要是放在那个大的桶上面，有可能会洒到里面，就是说。
So he's asking that while he's going for pinnapata here. So he's holding the bowl to receive the food. This is the vessel from where people offer food to him. So he's asking that in this case, should he put his bowl closest to his own navel? Or should he put his bowl above this vessel, something like that?
He should not put the above the vessel. He should put it close to the vessel, or go close to that vessel yourself.
So close to the vessel means like this is the vessel. This means close to the vessel. You mean?
Yeah, you can have your bowl attached to the body, okay? And you have to go. You open your rope, and so forth. And it's called like that, and go close so that the people can offer to you. You don't go too far, so the people difficult to offer you. You can close both your ball and so on like that. Sometimes you can also lift the ball if it is some short people.
Yes.
Or you can put lower your ball so they can offer you. Or you can lift it a little bit up because the vessel is very high up. You can lift it a little up to help the people to offer you. That is intention to help the people to offer you, not to trouble them. So therefore now, in that case, now you are accepting the Pindapata Sakacha with attention, with respect and support, with appreciation. Appreciation for the people want to give you. So there is no offense because of that.
他说：“那个，他说是这样，然后首先你拿这个波正气，接着收拾你自己，你自己整个身体应该那个尽可能靠近跟观想事物那个人，然后你把那个波正也放到比较靠近那个容器的地方，然后实际上这个时候呢，然后关于这个波放多高，你要根据两个方面来判断，一个是他观想这个人他身高怎么样，如果这个人比较矮的话，你把波放低；这个人比较高的话，你波放高点。他这个容器的到底比较高还是比较低？如果容器比较高的话，你相应的把这个波提高一点。总之，你的动机那个是不是？”帮助供养食物的人，让他更容易的供养食物。
那早上就是说，就是洗脚的时候，有那些洗脚的人的身体是非常不好的。你如果站直了的话，他想洗到你离他远那个脚，他就会就身体会经常会移动，然后长期跪着，他是非常痛苦的。如果我以帮助他的时候，我轻轻的就是以一个角度45度的方向，就是轻轻一样的，这样是不是？
So he's asking that while he's going for Pindapata, there are some people who are going to wash his feet, no? Who are going to wash his feet. So he's asking that, as he goes there. And the other person is squatting there and going to wash him. In that case, he is asking, is it allowable for him to help this person?
So then,
to shift his feet a little bit, to an angle like that, to have that person.
No problem, why not? You can do it if you want to have your horse, because they sit from that side. No? If they sit from that side, they can wash only this feet. So right feet, but left feet is difficult for them.
Yes.
If you turn a little bit, then it's easier for them to do that.
挺好，就是这样是对他们来说更容易。
因为我看见有些就是说那个什么，鲨鱼，它就如果不转的话，就会感觉很生硬。比如说那个什么拖波的时候，不拖起来的话，它就放着，就是等着，就面无表情的就那么等着。这样算是我们就是比较高贵啊，还是算是就是？还算是就是说僧人应有的这个行为。
但你说还有没有你要行，那你没有其他问题了吗？
没有了。
OK。
那个刚才我想问一下，你翻译它就是二十七条那个律藏的翻译，按刚才长老解释，就是他这个括号里面过多，不注意而受失时括号过多，那这个括号是不是加错了？实际上并不是过多，而是想丢掉。
Okay, so he's asking about
Vinayapitaka.
Yes.
27? Yeah,
another.
No,
Sakacha.
27, yes, yes.
What is that rule? I don't, I have different numbers here.
Sakacha.
Sakacha, yes.
Sakacha. So then, he's saying, Rambangayaviku, Asakacha, Pindapacha, Patikahanti. Okay. Also in the Chinese translation of this Vinayapitaka, so after this Patikahanti, they put a footnote. Before this Chaturthikama, they put a footnote. This Chababya Bhikkhus, because they didn't arouse mindfulness while receiving this food. Because of this, they have received too much food. So because of this, this God is like Chaturthi Kama Viya. Is that true or not?
Chaturthi Kama Viya. It is as if he wants to throw it away. That is the meaning, okay?
Okay.
So then, but I don't know, Kankavitarni, maybe Samantabhasatika, maybe Sakachanti, Satinupati, Satinupata Vedra.
Okay. Finish. Okay. There is nothing about. Maybe next rule, maybe.
Next rule.
Yes, maybe next rule, yeah.
Oh, yes, next rule is there, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it's about next rule. Akirani by Akirani, this is next rule, not this one.
他说二十四条注释并没有说这个问题，但是这个二十八号那个，第二十八条好像就是在律藏里面明确说是这个样。
下面洗脚的，这个是斯里兰卡的一个习俗，还是所有的比库都是这样的？就是所有的那个国家的比库都是需要洗脚的。
就甚至都不是所有寺院都是这样的，不是所有寺院都有洗脚这东西的。就是哪怕是这块寺庙，也不是所有寺庙，比较小的寺庙是没有这东西。
就是说，这个只有在龙树林是这样的。
你别说哪些你犯了三个地，但你去别墅院的时候就那边人给你洗脚，就特别直接进去了。对，
那你问一下班内，这个洗脚的话，有些人不喜欢洗脚的话，可不可以就说不洗？
He's asking that before this Pindapat, before this Pindapat, if there are some people who's squatting there to wash your feet, no, to wash your feet. So he's asking that if he does not want to get his feet washed, in that case, is it okay for him to skip this person and just walk away like that?
But some good reason, maybe because one is wound in the feet,
okay.
or something like that. These people can understand. Otherwise, they will find strange why this monk, all other monks, they do it. Why this monk is like that? So then, if there's some good reason, yes.
他说：“如果你什么好，如果是你们合比较合适，你别让你等说，别让师讲上课，没问题。”
不，我不说了嘛，我不喜欢人家碰脚，就说自己的那种。怎么说呢？就敏感是在脚上，不习惯碰，可不可以以这个理由过啊？
So he said that he does not have any wound on his feet, but he doesn't let he because of his own habit, he does not like other people to touch his feet. In that case, is it okay for him to just skip that person?
So.What is the reason that you don't like other people to touch your feet? No, yes, sometimes the people, they worship, they touch your feet. So you can't help, and so forth. Now you can see other monks, for example, who are junior monks, sometimes they touch the senior monks' feet.
Yes.
So then, these are actually customs here. So then,But if there is some special reason you don't want people to touch your feet and so forth, what is the reason? Why?
不是，他所说的礼敬是人家是碰到你，
对，
那洗脚是不停的在你脚上面搓啊或者那个不一样的动作。
对，但不管怎么说，他问你为什么不喜欢那个别人
敏感，我不说了嘛。
He said that part of his skin is very sensitive.
Part of his skin is very sensitive.
就是皮肤比较敏感。
So you get pain.
No,
get pain.
他不是那个皮肤敏感，是心理敏感。
So he's mentally sensitive, isn't he has no pain at all, but he's just mentally sensitive, a psychological problem. Okay.
Can skip if you like. If this very something serious problem, you can skip it. No problem.
他说你真的有什么严重的问题，你可以。
这个其实我看很多有比库斯绕过去。我想问一下，这个就是一个他们就是龙树林一个给他们那个在家人培养福报的一个。
不是，那就是张林说，如果你很有很这真的是这很严重，应该可以绕过去。像你说这应该很严重，然后很严重的话，你是可以绕过去没问题。他说。
我知道他说过，我想。表达是什么？我说这个只不过是一个他龙树林的程序，其实对比库是没有这个要求的，对吧？
对。然后你说，
这个洗脚其实没有那个进宫里啊，进不进什么地方不洗脚？
方丈坐，
方丈坐，进什么时候怎么不洗脚？方丈坐，进入哪什么地方不洗脚？然后我注意一下。
So he's asking that, is there any rules that if some bhikkhu, if some bhikkhus enter some building without washing his feet, he will fall into dukkha offense. Is there some Ravina rules like that?
There are in the Chulavaka Pali. About
a Sangika building.
Sangika Senasana, Sangika lodgings.
Okay.
So, but if one's feet are so dirty that one spoils the ground, the floor.
Okay.
So, if they are not dirty, now for example, we wear slippers now. We go from one place to another, so go and wear slippers. You don't need to wash your feet all the time you go inside your kuti.
Okay.
Because you wear slippers.
他说那个什么？他说这个在那个小品里边说过，就比方说你在那个进入僧团坐卧池之前，如果那脚板是脏的，然后以至于你进入僧团坐卧池之后会把地板给弄脏，然后在正常人你应该洗脚，但是他如果说你的脚是干净的，比方说你在外面一直都是穿拖鞋，然后你脚不脏，那可以不洗。
So there are also, for example, I've seen some monks, they wash the feet. If the feet are dry, so they come up in the dharasala, you can't see any difference. They come and go, no difference. But if they wet the feet,
okay.
and they walk on the floor, you can see steps, and so on. Everything is called spoilt. So they do actually the opposite of they are supposed to do, to keep the lodging clean.
Okay. 他看到有些比丘，就是本身脚底是干的，就是说他如果这干脚底，然后在那个残疾食堂里边，其实不会对那个食堂造成任何污染。但是有些比丘，他即使这种情况，他还是拿个洗脚水，我就是洗一下，然后他那个洗一下也不擦，然后那脚还是湿脚，然后在那个在楼梯上踩上了之后，在上面一个脚印。他说这样的话，就是他说这个目的是南辕北辙，就是他是那个目的，但是这效果正好相反。他不想把这个地方弄脏，反而把这地方给弄脏了。
They think they keep the vinaya rule. They think they keep vinaya rule. But what is the vinaya rule? The vinaya is rule to not to spoil the logic. If you spoil it, it's dukkha. Every step dukkha.
他说这样解释，让你不要把你这个做出来弄脏，然后你把它弄脏，反而让没做上踩上一脚就是恶作这样。
The same also.When they enter in the sima, sometimes they wash the feet and they walk on the floor. Sometimes the floor of many steps with mud. Because if the foot are dry, although some little bit mud is stuck, but it's dry, it won't stick to the floor. But once you wash it halfway, you don't wash it properly. Because they throw only water from above, no?
Oh, yes.
Then this gets wet after they step. All the steps, and so on, you see the floor. And they think now we keep the vinaya rule.
Okay.
But they spoil the whole floor. That's it.
他是这样，他说这坛也是个情况。有时候你看他那个一些比库走过之后，然后那个戒坛上留下一个带着泥巴的脚印。他说这个情况是这样，他说你那个脚板如果干了，哪怕脚板这沾上尘土，然后那个尘土就是他不大可能会这沾到地面上。但是如果说你就是那个在去戒坛之前洗了脚，但是洗的不适当，什么叫洗的不适当呢？就是说你洗脚时候只是拿那个水，拿水往那个脚板上一泼。然后脚底其实你也没错，就是不，然后但是你这么一泼，往这脚板上，往这个脚面上这么一泼水，啊，这整个脚弄湿了，然后正好人家脏东西都变湿了，脚板上脏东西变湿，然后正常一下，然后再进检查，然后就正常我就给弄脏了。
So then, therefore, if you wash your feet, either here or in the sima, you better put, as called, rub it like that. Probably like that, so that it will be washed well from down. Because you don't step with this part of your feet, you step with this part of the feet, no? So that your feet will be clean, you rub it. So then, and you can see how much, the water is unclean. If you rub it like that, there is no, the water comes clean, that means, okay, you can go inside the sanasana, the lodging. But if it's still mud coming, you rub till the mud goes. Then only...clean water comes out. Then you can enter the logic. If you clean them,
嗯，然后他说，所以说你如果那个在进入之前，你想洗脚哈，你那个洗脚时一定要注意，这个脚是在正常好好搓，然后搓时那个一边搓一边还打开水龙头，让水往下流，让你看那个让这么搓的时候，这个是流出来水都是干净的时候，你就可以进去。
So then there is another rule also. So if a monk enters the lodging with clean feet, but still there is water underneath, and then stepping in the water, you can see steps with water. Is again dukkata.
他说还有另外一条线，虽然说那个就是说你在进入建筑之前，你把脚给洗干净了，但是那脚上还有水。然后脚上还有水，然后那个这是净状态，然后进入脚上还湿，然后净状态进入建筑物，然后每走一步都是一个厕所。
So therefore, now in that case, you have to have a doormat to wipe the feet, and then enter the lodging.
所以这种情况你需要有个门垫，你得有个门垫，然后就是你洗完脚之后，在门垫上把脚擦干，然后再进去。
Again, now here in the dhanasala, also in the sima, sometimes you can see sometimes the monk they wash very well. No mud there, but they step with wet feet on the floor. Again, do good. You can see water, sometimes water on the floor.
在戒坛的时候，你也看有些比丘他细脚洗得很干净，但是他细脚洗他拿湿脚直接踩在戒坛的地板，然后那些戒坛地板可以看到很多水，然后这也是犯恶作。
So therefore, in both ways, either stepping with half washed feet with your mud. Mud steps can be appear on the floor, or if there are water steps appear on the floor, in both ways, look at it.
所以说这个地方你犯这个犯这个错有两种方式，一个是洗的不干净的脚直接踩地板，再一个就是虽然洗干净，但是脚还是湿的，这样的话踩地板都是恶作。
So, but now in most cases now, if you wear slippers here, and you go from one lodge to another, and you can wipe just your feet like that without washing. So it is good enough because there is no mud. Now, for example, here, this still is good. I can step. I can't spoil it. But if I put few drops of water, then you can see pop, stains will remain on the floor. Okay.
First.
If I only wipe on the doormat, any extra dust will go. Then I can enter the lodging without washing.
他说，比方说你在两个座位之间，你都是用拖鞋行走的。然后在这种情况下，你要从一个座从外面，然后进入另一个座位时候，其实这大部分情况下你不用洗，你在拿脚在门上擦一擦，把那个上面是比较容易掉那个尘土搓掉就可以了。他说他以他自己脚为例，他说他是现在这个脚板那个样子，然后在直接在地板上走，那个灰尘是没有脏东西不污染这个地板的。但是如果说他的那个脚板上滴上几滴水，再来踩这个地板的话，那就在地板上留下脏那种脚印。所以说如果大家平时就是经常穿拖鞋的话，像他那样在门上搓一搓就可以。
So then, but in the time it is raining, even if you wear slippers, because of the rain, it's called the mud stick somehow. Because there are some roads here. If you walk and so forth, which are no concrete, so then you might get stuck, mud stuck in your feet. Okay, or because of the rain, a lot of drops fall, and then they split. Your feet get spoiled. Means with mud or with sand like that. In that case, you know that this is wet mud. If you step in any lodging, it will be surely it will be spoiled. So then, even if you go to enter the ukuti or the sima, this kind of hall, you wash your feet.
他说别人下雨，但是比方说下雨的时候，然后这下雨的时候，即便你穿拖鞋，你在那个脚板和拖鞋之间还是不可避免会混入很多的泥沙，还有脏水。然后但是在这种情况下，你知道如果是你不洗脚直接踩到建筑物里边地板的话，你就肯定会被地板弄脏。就这种情况应该先洗脚。
So there is also another rule how to wash the feet. Okay.
他说还有另外一个就是怎么洗脚。
Don't wash your feet like that. Okay. Look at that.
What? Look at that.
You have to wash your feet like that. Okay. No problem. Okay.
然后他说那个洗脚时候拿一个脚脚掌那个脚掌搓另外一个脚就脚板，这是犯恶作的。你必须要不犯恶作的话，必须拿手去，这样洗。
这倒我还没看到。
Because there was one. Old-aged monk, you go to washing the feet like that, and then he fall.
他说因为有一个老比库，但是在洗脚时候，因为刚才那就脚上搓脚板上洗脚，然后结果去洗着洗着自己摔倒了。
It's easy to fall because it is sleepy also, no? In watery places are sleepy. You can sometimes balance, you can fall.
他说这个就是洗脚的地方，它很滑嘛，然后你那个洗脚方式很容易失去平衡，所以一失去平衡，然后就摔倒了。
Therefore, the Buddha put down the rule: you can't wash like that. You can wash your hand with your hand.
所以佛陀制定这条戒，你不能用那种方式洗脚，你可以用手来洗自己的脚。
有戒的。
对。这是刚刚之前音乐，就是这个。之前音乐就是那个
应当学里面有啊。
不是应当学那个大品教品，大品教品。
哦。
These rules are in Chulavagabal。
教品教品。
但我还没看到过用手洗脚的嘛。
啊？你在家时候不是用手洗脚的？
我在寺院里面，比库没有看到过用手洗脚的。
不用手洗，也不用像他那样洗，你就是拿手机这样搓也可以。因为实际上你洗脚只是为了不污染这地面，然后所以只要管这面就可以。
对
对对。
但是这种洗脚的方法很容易放，就是有的是脚背上长的时候会拿另一只脚。
脚背上可能估计会估计会洗，就是这地方不要洗。
然后还有些地方，就是那个洗脚地方，离那个建筑物很远，比如说那个新马边上茶室，他那个洗脚那个地方在那个新马边上，而且那个新马那个茶室是没有布的搓脚垫的，如果是我们不穿拖鞋，就是像很多闲的人他们都不穿拖鞋的，像那种情况下，他就是，尤其是像还有像下雨天，进那个茶室就几乎没办法进。那时候应该怎么办？就是第一个问题就是说，我如果是不穿拖鞋的
，I can go do a little.
Okay,
a lot of water.
Okay,
you can do.
那上厕所。
就是说我如果是不穿拖鞋的，那我在这种情况下，我是不是不应该洗脚？就是进茶室，我就在茶室门口。
不是，它这样摩擦一下就行，
对，我在地上进去之前，我在干净地上把脚蹭一下就行了。你洗了以后，然后要走到那儿是更脏。
对。
然后还有一个是说，就是有的时候，比如说下雨的时候，我穿拖鞋，我脚也是湿的。我进茶室，哎，我怎么办呢？我这脚湿的，没地方。我就不知道，要是下雨的话，就是没法就进茶室，应该怎么弄？
其实简单了，从库房上拿一个那个垫儿，那库房那垫儿随便拿。
对啊，我就不知道为什么茶室就没有那个垫儿。
我也不知道。
不光是茶室，有些地方也没有的，不是所有地方都有。
在库房拿点儿，我再一人看
有没有。
对，
茶室有的时候垫很多，它在里面。
啊，这外面也很多，
不是你这个东西下雨天会湿，它就不会放这种布。
不是那个这是茶室外面，它不是有屋檐吗？你如果说你放那个，
但是我看他们都放的是那种塑料的垫子。
对，我不知道
都放塑料垫子呀。
对，
其实挺
茶室那种垫子很容易粘这种甜的东西，很容易引东西来的，不太好。
我觉得他们不放那个可能是有原因的。
肯定有原因，这么多年了，人家只放那个塑料的这种垫子。
对，那我觉得你那说法挺好的，你在外面地面上擦一擦，现在地面上擦一擦，然后再在那个不是那个那塑料垫上擦一擦，我觉得就没问题，就不脏了。
但是下雨的话肯定就没法进了，一进去就闻了。
下雨
啊？对啊。
那地板本来就没干净过，它就丢贴不擦地板的了。
不是，而且是这样的，其实像茶室那种，如果你经常去的地方，然后你看，哎呀，那么，然后有些地方你不是经常去的地方，然后比如说下雨天你去一个不是经常去的地方，门口又没有布的。就是进还是不进，这个，还或者说还有什么其他的变通的办法？比如说这个条件不放，那个条件不放的那个。
他肯定说让你随身携带一块擦脚布，
那也是个办法。
实在不行就自己出去擦。
哦，对，但是我就是问问这种情况下怎么办？有可能他说啊，那下雨不放，那也有可能。
对。
那还有一个像那个旧建筑，就是那个。大街上后面是小街上，那个一下雨天的时候，那个所有擦脚布全都湿的，精致精致。
哦，有可能。
然后那个当我们上课的时候，有些时候那站在那儿洗个脚， 早上蹭，因为早上泥嘛，你要洗完之后再那个。
怎么蹭也蹭不干。
怎么看也蹭也蹭不干。
泥是干了，水干不了。
泥没了，但水是干不了。
我那个东西是百事，本来就很脏的，那个布都沙子，蹭了只有脏。我跟你说，我都是跳过去的，我都不蹭的。我跟你说，除非就是说像刚才说的。你那个有心的话，你到库房里面，你把它去换掉。但是过一段时间，它还是会脏，因为那里下雨没有棚的。
你这基本上库房里反正无限供应。
我其实是这样，他说的意思根本没法换，因为下雨，你换了以后马上又会湿。
对，我的意思就是说，湿了以后，人家本来就沙的脚一蹭上去，沙又蹭粘上去了。
放到空气层里，但是放到入门里面，
对，入门里面的那个也不要，也是都是沙子的问题。有可能你都换掉了，我们以前都是，我们不认的，
不是
直接进去。
戒坛那个以前我就是扫地的时候，就会把那个脚垫拿进去，先在墙上摔，摔完以后就要摔很长时间才能把沙子摔掉。
但是你第二次去的话，全部都沙子，他们都不摔的，他们都不摔的，
摔
而且上面都有很多蚂蚁，他们就不动了，有时候就直接跳过去。
So he's asking that if he enters a strange building, where he does not often go. In that case, I suppose that building there in
a building where he does not often go.
In that case, if there's no a doormat in front of the building, and his feet are really wet because of the rain, in that case, what to do?
What is the building? Sangha building?
Even the Gyalpa's room here.
Gyalpa's
room. Because the Gyalpa's room here, there is no a doormat made of a cloth. In front of the Gyalpa's room.
So then I have to wash your feet. Washing the feet is for sure. Yeah. Washing the feet. And then wipe it and so forth somehow before on the steps.
On the steps.
Wipe it so that the water can go on.
Okay.
You don't step with inside the Gyalpa's hall when you can see.
Okay.
Water steps like.
Okay. 他说这是这种情况，洗脚还是要洗，因为脚脏的洗脚还是要洗，然后在楼梯上那个脚蹭一蹭，蹭干，是不要，是自己在那个超市里边走的时候不要留下脚印就可以了。
哦，那
就 hit like that, the water will go. Wipe it on the steps.
我就不解释。
The steps like that, so that the water goes away, you know.
对。
那就是说，那个僧团的那个建筑物是指那个有房顶的地方，像那个没有房顶的那个楼梯，那个就不算僧团的建筑物，那个是不算饭的。
它是僧团坐卧处。
啊，坐卧处。
对，那边写的是僧团坐卧处。
啊，坐卧处是有房顶的才叫坐卧处是吧
？So he's asking what is the definition of sannyasana? Because this stairs according to your explanation, this stairs is not considered as a sannyasana. Is that true?
Stairs and so forth. Now, the stairs are not sannyasana. It is when you go to sleep inside. No, sena and asana.
Uh-huh.
What is sena means a bed. Uh-huh. What is a chair? Asana means any sitting, any chair or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So then, therefore, this is the meaning of sannyasana. Steps are not like that.
Uh-huh.
But there is another rule for steps,
uh-huh.
which is outside the sannyasana, for example.
Uh-huh.
It's called, which will also not spoil that also, spoil it. But it does not say about wet feet.
Oh.
Wet feet on the steps, it does not say.
So spoil
the steps, for example, with mud like that.
Uh-huh.
Or don't step with slippers on the steps.
Okay.
This is called Parikama Bhumi.
Uh-huh.
Parikama Bhumi, which not all steps.
Uh-huh.
It's called, especially steps which have been polished.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Polished, like for example, they have tiles or like that, all polished.
Oh, okay.
Now they are called, now many of these steps are not polished.
Okay.
Okay. So in that case, now there is no offense by stepping on them.
Oh. 他说那个， 首先想一想，然后做出定义，它不仅仅是有污点，就是说你那里边真正的让你那个可以坐可以睡觉的地方，
嗯，
然后这才做卧室，比方说有个椅子，有个床这种东西，然后这才叫做卧室。然后这个梯子是很那不是那个梯子，楼梯这肯定是不算做卧室，这是第一。然后第二，然后确实也是另外一条街，就是说在做卧室这条街之外，还有另外一条街，就是那个不要把楼梯弄脏，但是不要把楼梯弄脏那条街，他并没有说你不能用视角去踩那楼梯。啊，他说，但是你但是在那条街里边，你不能带着泥巴的脚去踩那个楼梯。
哦。
然后这是，然后还有就是你不能穿着拖鞋踩那个楼梯。
哦。
对。
那如果像那个茶室这种情况是下雨天的话，因为那个楼梯也是湿的，我是不是随身携带一块干的擦脚布，然后进之前用自己那块布擦是比较好的？
嗯。So in that case, so for example, it's a rainy day, and he's going to enter the Gnapa's room. In that case, is it better for him to take a piece of cloth with him to wipe his feet, not to wrap him if he only entered the room? Is that true? Is it good?
I tell you, it's not necessary. If you on the steps.
Oh.
I call you after you wash your feet. No, there is a tape outside the ground.
Yes.
You wash your feet, and after you remove the water by hitting on the ground, and then if you step on the steps, now these steps are not polished. Okay, this is just only cement. If you wipe your feet like that, this is good enough.Then you can step inside the Gnapa's hollow without spoiling the ground.
对，然后他呢，他说那是没有必要。然后那么就那么像他说的，在地上这样的擦一下就可以了。然后就是顺便我刚漏翻译一条，就是他刚说呢，就是关于那个楼梯那条街，不是适用于所有的楼梯。他说只适用那种铺了板砖的楼梯，而不是说只是用水泥筑好，然后没有铺任何东西。
哦，瓷砖什么的，
对，有
这种。
对，就是这样的楼梯，你是不能弄脏。然后，但是普通那种像那个茶室那种东西，那是不算。
啊，
对。
那刚才张老说那个就是蹭蹭就完了，但是你就是下雨天那个门口那个塑料垫蹭完了以后，它水还是在脚上，然后水一踩到屋里还是个落吗？
嗯。你说那个楼梯它整个都是湿的是吧？
对，一下雨天那个就是吉拉曼萨那个楼梯肯定是全是湿的。
嗯，
然后连那个脚垫，那个脚垫是塑料的，你擦完以后还是水。
嗯。So he's asking that on rainy days in front of the Gnapa's hollow, all the stairs becomes wet, and also even the plastic mat, the plastic mat in front of the Gnapa's hollow is also wet. So there's no way for you to dry your feet. Outside the Gnapa's room, except that you have a cloth by yourself. This is what he said.
So you can, as called, if it is rainy day, what's called, I don't know, this is as called, if you can't help, that is as called, then you can enter the Gnapa's hole like that, as called, in the, because it is a try, you know, in the door, in the doorstep, what's called, in the, when there is the,Before the door, there is on ice cold, there is some little cement there. You can wipe your feet like that in that place, so that you don't bring the water inside the lodging.
他说，在这种情况下，你可以在那个，茶室刚进门那个门槛的地方不是有点水泥吗？
哦，
在那个地方是擦脚，然后在自己那个地方也不算，你把水带到那个茶室里边。
哦，
对。
那问我一下，到俗家的时候，就离开寺院到俗家去应供的时候，是必须要洗脚呢，还是他不给你洗，你就直接脏的脚直接踩进去，或者他给你拖鞋，你就穿这个拖鞋，但这个拖鞋不适合，不如的你也可以穿。
你这是两个问题，是不是？第一是关于洗脚，第二是关于穿拖鞋的，
对
吧？
对。
So he's asking that if he's invited to a house dan, for example, to a house dan. In that case, if those people they didn't wash feet for him. In that case, is it necessary for him to wash his feet? This is the first question.
You see, these rules apply for Sankhika logic, sannyasana. It's not about lay people sannyasana. Not about private buddhkalika, personal sannyasana. It applies only for Sankhikas.
他刚刚说的那些只适用于僧团所有处，然后他不适用于居士所有，或者你自己私人所有所有处。这是第一个问题，然后
对吧？无所谓的。
对，这是第一个问题，然后问第二个问题。
But it is good, for example, if you it is rainy day and your feet are all you see seem muddy. Okay, it is good to remind these people, my feet are muddy. That's called. Can I have some water to wash? So these people are appreciate, very happy because. If you don't remind the people can't see your feet. If you enter the house and you see mud, see this mud, he did not even tell us, no. So then that's why now they will appreciate if the monk tells them, look, my feet are dirty, how I can enter this lodging, so what, if there will be some water, it will cool. These people will be happy.
他说但是你在那个进入个居士房子里面的事，你如果你明明知道你的脚底已经很脏了，然后是沾了很多泥，这种情况下自己提醒那个居士，那是我这个脚很脏，没洗脚，然后这样的话那个人就对你非常感激。如果你不这样做的话，然后别人地板弄脏了，他们可能会提醒你。So his second question. So he's asking that if you already enter a lay house and this lay people bring him slippers for him to wear. Bring him slippers for him to wear. In that case, but the color of slippers is not allowable. In that case, is it okay for him to wear that kind of slippers? Offered
no, it's because you fall into dukkata. People don't fall into dukkata. No. So you have to protect your vinaya. People, they don't know vinaya. They might bring you a bottle of alcohol. You can't receive it now. Just to please the people is not suitable. You have to see what is appropriate according to the vineyard rules.
他说那个供养那种坐垫你是不能穿的，因为他们不会犯恶罪，让你会犯恶罪。然后就是这样道理，就像比方说他们供养牛奶酒，你不能喝一样。
You must tell them this color is not appropriate for monks, or these slippers are not suitable for monks. So because we have the rules, no? But the rules you can't wear these slippers. And the people don't understand why. If you keep silent and try to shout to people, this is not good for monks, and people get scared. People, they don't know these things. You have to be polite. Polite, put it, say it in a polite way. Smile and tell, no, it is not necessary because it's not suitable according to the vineyard. You can tell. People will understand it. They don't mind.
他说：“你可以微笑，用有礼貌的方式，然后告诉人说，这种拖鞋或者这种颜色是不适合出家人。然后我们有这样的戒律的。然后但是注意不要跟人用这件事跟人大喊大叫，说这个不适合，这样会人给想。
You bring slippers with flowers, designs like that, this rosy color for girls, like that. You can't wear these slippers.
如果他都给戴上拖鞋是玫瑰色，或上面很多花，然后像女孩穿这种拖鞋，真正拖鞋你不能穿。
Black slippers or like that.
黑色拖鞋上面不能穿。
So then, now regarding slippers, I want also to tell something about that before he told about slippers. Now regarding slippers and that's called Sankhika sannyasins. Okay, so usually. We have to remove the slippers before going in any lodging.
Any lodging,
Sankhika.
Sankhika, okay.
So then, the reason is not to spoil it. Because the slippers underneath have all kinds of rubbish. So you can't enter inside the lodging with slippers. Mm-hmm.
所以说那个关于拖鞋还要给大家补充一点，就是说那个进入任何那个僧团坐卧处之前，一定要先把自己的拖鞋脱掉，因为拖鞋上很多脏东西会有僧团坐卧处给弄脏。
So you can remove your slippers outside. So if you want to use slippers inside the kuti, you have to have a separate pair. Separate pair, which you have to clean it first. Clean them very well. And then keep them for sannyasana paribhoga, to use them inside the lodging, inside the kuti.
That's what we are doing.
that case now, it is no offense.
Okay. 然后他说，他说如果
at least you do something correctly。
嗯。他说这个就是这样。他说那个三色物处理啊，如果你要使用拖鞋的话，就是说你在那个进入三色物之前，你可以那个先把那个推给脱掉，然后那个在里边专门为这个色物处里边使用就准备上拖鞋，这样可以。然后不对，当然那个这个新拖鞋必须是干净的，就是先你把那个清理好了。
So if you go in houses, so this is not sangiga。But usually it is good to remove the slippers if you go before inside the house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because also the people, they remove the shoes if you go inside.
Mm.
So that is civilized way.
Okay.
So then, but if people insist, no, Bande, come, put the slippers inside, okay. And so forth, don't put them outside, dogs will come, bring them.
Okay.
Then you can go, if they invited you, go, no problem.
他说一般在居室家里的时候，然后那个进先把这些脱掉，然后这是一种比较文明的行为。但是除非他们坚持说啊，尊者你不要那个进我们家不用脱掉鞋，你把拖鞋放那个狗会过来把你拖鞋叼走。他们如果是这样坚持的话，你就可以穿拖鞋进。
Same way, if you enter hospitals and airports and doctor's office, all people they go with shoes now. People that don't remove your shoes.
Yes.
You also don't remove your slippers. You can go.
在乡里面，比方说医院或者那个医生办公室或者机场的时候，然后你看人们都是穿上鞋走的，然后这种情况下你也没必要把自己鞋脱掉。
You go to the supermarket or go to the pharmacy. All people that go with shoes, no. You also go with slippers, no.
然后那个是超市药房一样，看人都是穿鞋，然后就是说你也可以穿拖鞋走。
那鞋套，有些地方一定要让你穿鞋套才能进的时候，鞋套允不允许穿？
鞋套是什么时候说的鞋套？有人对应的只有鞋套才能进的地方是吧？
对 ，shoe cover。
啊，shoe cover，
对
，shoe cover， 你 shoe cover， 那成了那个什么？不是
，shoe cover，shoe
cover 这肯定是不对的，因为 shoe cover 它指的是你把那个什么给告诉我，给我。
shoe cover 是什么意思
？shoe cover 是，
但没办法，只有这一个鞋套。
因为你说是脚套是这样对吧？你说不是鞋套是脚套。
啊？
你说的不是鞋套是脚套，对吧？
其实鞋套就长得跟个帽子一样，套鞋了。
你的意思是穿鞋穿鞋带上鞋，还是说只是戴个脚套？
不是，我说的是那种蓝色透明的那种，就怕这鞋，对，怕鞋弄脏人家地板。
啊，就是是覆盖自己的鞋子，不是覆盖你脚的是吧？
不覆盖脚的，覆盖鞋
的。那我直接把鞋
弄
下
来。他有些不要说鞋
套，就是。So he's asking that is allow for him to wear shoe cover sometimes because in some places they request you to wear shoe cover means something you to cover your shoes like that. Shoe cover.
Which are these places? What kind of places are they?
Museum.
Maybe factories.
Yes, maybe sometimes factory or even some ICU room in hospital.
It's actually for dangers, no?
Yes.
In the case of dangers, then no problem.
No problem. Okay. 他怕你弄脏地盘，不是。
You can wear boots and say okay like that because now maybe boots you can wear for example because maybe chemicals have fallen on the ground chemicals for is it as called and then you if you step and so forth you get blisters on it. You can wear shoes or boots and so forth to cross over if you like after that you cross over you have to remove
他说：“别让你去工厂上，地上肯定有很多化学品。然后你如果吃脚上面的话，那或者说那个吃脚上面的话，那脚上会起水泡。这种情况也可以那直接穿上鞋套，然后能离开这个地方再不去。”
嗯 ，OK。
那个刚才我只是问您一下，有没有一条界是那个在俗家间不能穿拖鞋的界，必须有这条界吗？
这不是在那个巴蒂摩汉里边，然后也不是在苏家间，我记得是托钵的时候能进行托钵行礼。
然后那我就想跟张老师一下，之前那个我们在吉祥尊者那儿要求是，只要你出寺院，你不管你干什么，比如你去机场，你
要
光脚，除非你生病。
对，我
这个是正确的。
这个
缅甸是
这
样，
尊者也是，当时也是到机场了，他们一下车的时候，就是他们下车之前就把东西都脱下来。
吉祥尊者要求是你上车之前就都不能干。
大概就是。
你在寺院上个，你在寺院上那个小汽车嘛，去机场嘛，你上小汽车之前在寺院的时候，你就把鞋丢在边上，你就光着脚上车。
他不随身携带拖鞋的。
跟 comparative studies， 所以。So he's telling that before when he's been in Malaysia, whenever Umangula asked him, so once you're outside this ministry, whatever reason you have, you're going to the Kinapat, you're going to the hospital, or you're going to the airport, whatever the reason. So once you're outside this ministry, you must remove your slipper and go bare feet. Is there any reference like that?
Yes, I call now regarding slippers, as I told you, I call now for entering the village, you know, to wear slippers, one should be gilan, sick. And sick means one have some ailments of the feet. Not because I have some shoulder problem, I wear slippers. So then one has the ailment on the feet. So if not, then it's dukkata.
Also enter the village.
It's Andhragari.
Andhragari,
like the Sakyas, Andhragari means you enter the village. That's called outside the monastery, you go for example here, this village area.
Even inside a vehicle, you mean? Inside the vehicle?
Just moment.
Okay.
Just symbol. After you explain about vehicles. Okay. So the vehicle is the same, because you enter inside the village.
Okay.
But anyway, now you enter inside the village.
Okay.
So you should not wear slippers if you are not sick. Sick means you have some ailments on the feet. Maybe the skin is broken, maybe you are sensitive on the, what's called, like that. So you are sick. That's why you should not wear that. This is the rule. Gilanasa anapati is no offense. Agilanasa apati. It's a look at offense. So this is the rule. So you can tell this. The rest I will explain now.
Okay. 然后他说是有这么一些，就是你在进入村落的时候，然后那个他说那个也不管什么原因，然后除非病者情况下，那个是不应该穿拖鞋。然后病者是指那个脚确实有病，比方说你脚上有伤，或者说你脚板这块特别敏感。然后他会记下去。
So then, now exceptions, sir. For example, on the road there is some very, very sharp stones. So then because of that you can wear slippers. Because to prevent you get wounds in the feet. To prevent wounds in the feet. Therefore, prevention. So,
然后不犯，然后下面先是讲不犯的情况，然后比方说第一种不犯的情况，说那个路面上有比较尖的石头，你知道路面上变成这种情况穿拖鞋不犯。
Other exceptions are, for example, you go to the hospital or some like clinics, which I call usually the rules are there that people can't enter barefoot because they will bring germs inside, okay, or maybe get germs in the feet. So in that case, now all people have to wear some shoes. It's always a rule, hospitals. Then you can wear your slippers inside the hospital.
然后他说在那个医院和诊所之内，医院和诊所之内，对，那种就是说，如果他不让不让吃药，你在这种情况下可以那个什么，可以去穿鞋进去。OK then.
Other places of what goods, like for example airports. Okay. In check-in areas of what people they. Drug many things, luggage and so forth. So and sometimes sharp instruments might fall on the ground, and then it's a little bit dangerous for security reasons. Security people they will look. People who don't wear shoes, they will tell him sometimes So content and so there will be problems. In that case now in airports in such places with a lot of traffic, people and so forth, difficult to control. So you can wear slippers.
他说在这种情况，比如说机场关检的地方，然后人们都就带很多行李，然后很多人非常拥挤。Why there so many ants? Okay, 很多人非常拥挤，然后就这种情况，为了自己的安全，然后你也可以整个那个支持穿拖鞋过去。
Another place, marketplace with a lot of people, they carry all kinds of goods, no? Sometimes sharp, it's called wires, they fall on the ground. Sometimes they have needles. There are many other things which it's called. Is the place not very clean? In order to prevent any injury, it's better to wear slippers.
在别人地方，比如说市场，然后市场的地方可能各种不干净，然后危险的，比如说电线，甚至可能地上还有针，然后这样你为了保护自己，也可以穿上拖鞋。
So that is why some exceptions there. Yes, called in that case now the monk who goes inside the village, he can take slippers, put him in a bag. There is also they put allowed a special tavika.Beg for the slippers. Okay? Beg for the slippers. So a monk can have a beg for the slippers and put in the shoulder and carry. If, for example, he sees some tension, some difficult road to pass, or they can wear the slippers and then go over it and then again remove the slippers. Slip and so forth and continue with his journey without slippers.
然后他特别允许使用一种拖鞋包，就比方说你进村的时候，你可以把自己拖鞋拿，然后放在自己那个拖鞋包里边，然后把拖鞋包放在肩膀上，然后那个拖鞋包放在肩膀上。Okay. So, 拖鞋包放在肩膀上，然后让你遇到什么别比较危险路况时，把拖鞋包拖鞋拿出来，然后走过那危险然后地方，然后再放进去。
哦。
So, and then there is a duty for Aranyika monks, for example. It says, because they have to go from the forest down to the village. In the forest, it is allowed to wear slippers in the forest, in the monastery. So, but the Buddha tells, as soon as you arrive in the neighborhood of the village, then the monk has to take his slippers, dust them, put him inside the bag and enter the village without slippers.
他说对林野住者来说呢，就是说你是对林野住者，然后你还在那个森林范围中的时候，你都给穿拖鞋。但是你进入了村落进行处的时候，你就应当那个取掉自己拖鞋，然后把上面会穿灰尘，再看说的方式，把那灰尘给去掉，然后那个再把拖鞋装起来，然后就进去，赤脚进去。
Yeah, special bag for the slippers. Special bag.
Anything.
For example, today you have this kind of polythene bags. You can put your slippers inside the polythene bag and put in your shoulder bag. You can carry. So if you go in the village, for example, you go in the hospital, then only you can wear. And after you go out of the hospital, you can remove, dust them, put them inside the bag.
然后他说，比方说你今天拿着或者花钱的包。比方说，你就是逛逛花钱包，然后你就可以把那个拖鞋放在花钱包里边，然后这个包你还可以再放入你自己装其他东西包里。
哦，对，哦。
然后那个，然后比如说那或者说去医院去什么地方的时候，都可以用这个包，就是进入医院时候，那个就是不是那个进入医院时候穿拖鞋，出来医院之后再把拖鞋放在包里边。
哦。
Other occasions, for example, some days are very hot. Okay, if you go in asphalt, on asphalt you have to go through the asphalt, no? Maybe 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers.Because the asphalt got very hot.
Yeah.
You can burn your feet. In that case, you can take your slippers from your bag. Where?
Cold also.
Cold, maybe
the
China.
Oh, China, yes.
Yes, cold. Very cold.
他有时候你有时候需要在沥青上沥青，然后那个天热时候对天热时候那个沥青会变非常烫，然后他可能说有时候变非常冷，然后这种情况你也可以穿拖鞋。
哦。
那城市里面不是怕那种交通工具或自行车来压到脚的时候，是不是在城市里面就可以全程穿拖鞋
？He is that in the cities he is faced with the danger of this all kinds of vehicles that will step on his feet. In the in in in
in order to deal with the, in order to handle this kind of danger, you can also wear slippers.
If a vehicle steps on your feet, even shoes can help.
Okay.
I call you. Shoes also can help sometimes. You can crush your fingers. Let alone slippers. Slippers are hopeless.
他说这是交通工具，如果要能讲的话，即使就不要说拖鞋，就是那种普通的鞋子，你都挡不住，然后拖鞋更是没用。
So, well, this is not an excuse.
这不是讲。
It is not an excuse to wear slippers because maybe a vehicle will step my fingers. You can't, slippers won't help because now your fingers are exposed now. You have only a small strip upon. This strip will not help you. To prevent the vehicle not crushing your finger.
这个概念吗？是啊，你听，现在哪我说的意思，他说你要是防止为了防止车压你的那个脚踝，你可以穿什么铁鞋。不是，这个在陶匠无论，我的意思就是说，村落就是城市就村落，对吧？
不是，那个村落城市村落的一种。
对，就是说我已经城市就像搬地说的，没有这种不犯的情况下，全部要光着脚。
对，
是这个概念对吧？那如果是。 你这脚敏感，你说我不穿鞋不舒服，这也是放屁。没关系啊。对。啊，这是可以。就是说那个地上或者地上有什么，反正就是痰啊、口香糖或者乱七八糟东西，城市里面很多就是说，
嗯，脏。
会类似于弄脏或者伤害脚的东西的话，
嗯，
可以穿鞋。
穿鞋的理由很多呢。
So he's asking that if there's some dirty things
on the pavement, for example, chewing gum. There's some dirty things on the pavement. In that case, is there an excuse for him to wear slippers?
How many chewing gums are there?
有的多少块钱？你就问一下，就是比库镇路近那个地铁，这人拥挤的地方是不是合不合适的？如果有很多女生碰撞你啊，或者什么东西啊，所以这种地方。这我问过了，这个他说不犯的。
不犯的话，我们应该避免嘛。
但你要坐公交车工具啊，你真的有这么多护士，你开车过来接你的，你肯定要坐公交车跟地铁的。
我从来没想过。
然后大海翔，
你说。
关于那洗脚的问题，就是比如说那个在那个就是脚都干净了，然后来到桌布堂了，然后但是桌布堂地面本身是那么干净，然后呢那个财产呢可能有一些灰粘在脚底，然后那个时候比如说吃完饭或者是去洗锅或者是干嘛，就去那个水房那边，那脚就湿，这样脚呢你就容易脱，然后就上下味儿，这种情况。
So he's asking that. So before he entered the dungeon, he usually washes his feet. So his feet is fully clean. But the problem is the floor inside the dungeon is sometimes it is not clean. It is sometimes wet, sometimes with mud. So because of this, so after he went into the dungeon, his feet got spurred with mud, and then after he washed his balls in the kitchen. After he washed his balls in the kitchen, his feet got wet also, and after that, he make a fingerprints on the floor. In that case, is there any offense or not?
It's no offense in that case because now these monks, if they especially after the lunch is finished, no.
Uh-huh.
They mop everything, and they also sometimes they don't mop properly. But it's not your responsibility; it's their responsibility.
Okay.
So you don't bring at least
dust from outside.
It's called dirt from outside inside.
Okay.
So that is in that case now you're not falling to offense.
嗯，他说只要你是不，你不是把外面脏东西，然后带到里边就是不犯的。然后就是这里边，然后他后面怎么清理，然后他们会有做摄像机替人在打扫。这个不需要担心。大家先请。
Yeah.
OK.
오카사나나모디타나사드사드노다사이나카탄분냥와한다타사드사드노다사드사드노다오카스타라테네카탄사파마테얀카마트미반카마사드
쇼기오타 니두쿠오타 니바네보조